This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake near Crockett, Texas. Texas-raised hunting products that Larry Wysoon and I use. And also brought to us by the Best of Texas barbecue sauce, which I consider to be, honestly, the gourmet of all barbecue sauces. Well, folks, earlier in the show, you heard Mr. Wysoon and I talking about rattling bucks, and we mentioned the rattling fork, Stephen Ray. Well, guess who our next friend is standing by to visit is Mr. Stephen Ray, the maker, originator of the rattling forks. Stephen, man, you and I need to be hunting today, buddy.
Hey, Luke, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good. Folks, now, Stephen is a good friend. I did name this show appropriately years ago, Outdoors with Luke and Friends. But Stephen is a good friend. I've hunted with him 2 or 3 years. I haven't hunted in a couple of years, but Stephen is the one that came out that makes the rattling forks. And I know you've seen them on all over the media. But, Stephen, you know, if there was a prime time to rattle, I couldn't think of a better time than right now, you know.
Well, it depends what part of the country you're in.
Well,
if
yeah.
If you're in Texas and you're hunting the hill country, we're well into the rut right here right now. And you're going to get a little different response than you were in the pre-rut. But all those years I hunted in Mexico and South Texas right now would be spectacular.
Yep, I've got to, actually, when later today, in about an hour, I'm going to be heading up to the Dale River Ranch, which is up in Palo Pinto County, right on the Brazos River, about 5 miles from Palo Pinto. And my buddy Randy Douglas, that runs the hunts up there, gave me a report last night. He drove up on two bucks, and both of them were with does. So, yeah, I'm going to get up there and get those rattling forks going. Stephen, I think a lot of people probably are hung up on when it comes to rattling in deer. You know, it equates to calling ducks or any other way you're trying to trick wildlife into coming in. But, you know, and I do consider you an expert at it because you've done it way more than anybody I know, and you came up with those rattling forks that produce that sound so far out. But there's nothing, whether it's the best world champion turkey caller, the best duck caller, the best antler rattler. I mean, it's not something that works all the time, but it is definitely something that works a lot of the time, especially during this period, you know?
Yes, I'm a big fan of pre-rut and post-rut rattling. In my opinion, you rattle the pre-rut for numbers, and you rattle the post-rut for the big boys. All bets are off during the rut.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about during the rut. Stephen, like right now where I'm hunting, the rut is going on, but that doesn't necessarily mean that every buck is with a doe, does it? I mean, you know, there's still bucks looking and cruising. I've seen it, you know?
Absolutely. You know, you're not shut down just because the rut's in full swing, but what you're going to find is those bucks that are hunkered down and they're on a doe for 2 or 3 days, they're going to be hard to pull off over because they've already got their girlfriend. So, you know, your odds are a little bit less when they go in lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yep, true. Well, as far as, let's compare antler rattling to duck hunting. The similarities are there if you really think about it. In other words, the sequence when you're calling ducks, you know, you got your comeback call, your high ball when they're leaving, your comfort call when they're in close. Can you compare that to methods of rattling? Now, I know I've been with you enough. I know how you do it, and I know that it's effective because you rattle in a nice buck I shot a few years ago. But is there a sequence or a method that you begin with when you first start rattling?
You know, Luke, we did a show about 3 years ago, and I mentioned the A&M study that came out years ago. And they actually got big, tall, 30-foot tower blinds and rattled and used different methods. They tried short and quiet, short rattling and loud, long rattling sequences on the quiet side, and long rattling sequences that were loud. And the results were by far and away long rattling sequences as loud as you can brought in more bucks. So I've kind of lived by that ever since then. You know, people have their own ways of doing things. Maybe they'll go to the stand and say, you know, start out with a tickle in case anything's close, and mm-hmm. then increase it. Not me, Luke.
I know it. I've been there with you.
I like to get out there with the wind in my face and you know.
Beat the heck out of them. Yeah, right. Well, I think that's one reason. Folks, the rattling forks, if you've never seen them, we're going to give you a link to go and check them out. But they're not made like any conventional antlers that you've ever seen. They are heavy-duty forks is what they are. And I know that the reason that you invented them or perfected these things, Stephen, was to create a rattling tool that projected sound a long ways, right? I mean, I know that's, you've told me a lot about how you tried lots of different formulas to come up with this, and it does. These things carry a long, long way. So I guess that, and, you know, with your loud rattling, the fact that these things will produce sound a long ways, it's a kind of a win-win situation, you know?
Well, it is, Luke. And, you know, we have to remember, I like to set up and rattle into the wind. In my opinion, if you're rattling downwind, those deer are going to bust you, you mm-hmm. know. They're going to come in, they're going to smell, they're going to think something suspicious, and you're probably only going to see about 20% of them that respond. So the idea is to have a tool that allows you to rattle into the wind and get that sound out there 300-500 yards, even with the wind in your face, and you got some chance of seeing these bucks circling around you, and you can get the drop on them.
You know, Stephen, the first time, years back, the first year that I hunted with you, and I had your rattling forks, I brought them back home close to where I live, and I was sitting in a tree stand, and I just, you know, I honestly did. I just barely tapped these things together, and it was one of those real still mornings, you know, sound carried a long, long way. And I was thinking, well, maybe it'll happen. As I remember, the rut was not going full blast. It was almost late pre-rut, it'd be a good way to describe it. And I looked down under me, and there was it wasn't a shooter buck. He was an 8-point. He would have been had he been had the width. It's in a county that they had to be certain width, you know. But don't always expect that rascal to come snorting in and stand broadside. I mean, they sneak in almost all the time, don't they?
Yes, they do. I'm going to say 90% of the time, Luke. You got to be ready.
Yep.
Because these guys are slippery.
Yep,
they're always going to try to get to your downwind side. So what you're trying to do is get them coming in and get them circling to your left or your right where you got a chance of seeing them when they're mm-hmm. trying to get downwind of you. That's really 90% of the time. You do have those occasions where you hit it just right, the buck's in the right mood, maybe he just got through fighting another buck, who knows, where they do come charging in, but don't expect that to be the norm.
Exactly, and just keep scanning with your eyes, looking right to left, and, you know, you may just pick up a little movement, a glint of an antler, or tail flash back in the brush or whatever, but that's the way you kill a buck, rattling antlers. I mean, it's not like he's going to be eating corn standing broadside at 80 yards. He's going to be looking He's coming in looking. That's what he wants, to see what's going on, and maybe he find a doe to court. I mean, that's the reason he's coming in. Stephen, I would like to like you to connect people with Rattling Forks online. Folks, Stephen has got some awesome videos out. He spent a lot of time in the field rattling and videoing, and you can learn something by watching these. How do they learn more about the Rattling Forks, Stephen?
Well, I've got some information on the website, some historical event-based, this happened type of stuff. Some of it's my opinion. And so there's a lot of knowledge there that I've passed along. And then the YouTube channel as well as the website have all the videos. These are specific instances of bucks I've rattled in, and they're kind of narrated and discussed, mm-hmm. and you can learn a lot by watching those. I got a lot of people that say keep those videos coming.
I'll watch everyone. So rattling, spell it out where people can go directly to it, the website.
Okay, all right, it's Rattling Forks, RattlingForks.com.
Yep, RattlingForks.com, and then the YouTube channel is the same, right?
The YouTube channel is Rattling Forks.
Rattling Forks, yep.
Yes, well, sir, and we also sell on Amazon.
Yep, I know you do. Well, now's the time to put them to use, Stephen, and I thank you very much for being with us. And it's that time of year, it's time to not only talk about it, but to get out there and do it, and that's exactly what old Luke's going to be doing in about 3 hours from now. So we'll get you back, and talk some more antler rattling soon, and good luck to you this hunting season, Stephen.
And good luck to you. Be safe traveling up to the panhandle.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867. Folks, this is Luke. I want to tell you about an awesome place that I've discovered, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, right there on Highway 19, just north of Canton Trade Days. Some cottages that are really remote, private. What happens, you park your car in the front and you're escorted back to your remote cabin on the property. So there's not any traffic buzzing around like in a lot of campgrounds. MillCreekRanchResort.com is the website. There's 8 stocked lakes for you to fish. It's catch and release fishing, and I know of one 9.5-pound bass that was caught there. 9-hole disc golf that a lot of kids like to play. It's become very popular. Hay rides, spas, a camp store, paddle boats, lot to do there. The best way to learn more about Mill Creek Ranch Resort is simply go online, MillCreekRanchResort.com, and check them out. Remember those RV spots. If you want to come up Northeast Texas and headquarters somewhere, don't think you'll find a better place.